Hello, 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 everyone. This is Mistress Brighton, and I am recording live from where I'm normally recording, which is in my home office. I've had a really, really great day today. It was a beautiful day out. The sun was out. It's finally getting warmer. I was able to get some planting done with my plant people that I'm growing outside. However, I don't want to talk about any of that. The title of my latest blog is Life Hacks and Vents the Femdom Edition, and it's at enchantrixtees.com. What I wanted to talk about today was all of the really disappointing shit that I've heard about this week, that's happened this week. And I have people that I'm close to. Some of them I work with. Some of them are friends that I've known for years. And it just seems like there's been a lot of really crappy stuff happening, specifically with men. So this is addressing male behavior. This is not about women, okay? We can have a whole other blog post where I can talk about women and feminine energy and honoring yourself and accountability. However, this blog is mainly me venting about the really stupid shit that men do that pisses us off and drives women crazy. And it's about holding men accountable and holding yourself accountable and doing better, as opposed to whining about why you did something or making excuses. So my first part of my vent is just a message to men, okay? Grow the fuck up. Grow the fuck up. Seriously. There are women in this world that are supportive of you, that want to love you, that want to care for you, that want to, you know, stand by you, that want to help you. And you're being dicks to them. Absolutely. And for no reason. Just being whiny fucking butthurt babies. Grow up. Okay? And instead of acting all butthurt and whining about having to be accountable for your behavior and ruining an apology with an excuse, because you guys do that a lot. You'll say, I'm sorry, but I only did that because, listen, here's how you correctly apologize. You understand what you did. You acknowledge what you did. You tell the person that you understand why what you did was shitty, why what you did was hurtful, and that you will not do it again. That's how you apologize. You don't apologize with excuses. It's crap. Okay? And I've been fortunate that as I wrote in my blog, my wonderful fuck toy of a snack that adores me, he's awesome. You know, we have a lot in common and we get along fucking amazing. And I have known him now for years, and he has he ever disappointed me? If he has ever disappointed me, we've talked about it. But I mean, he's been awesome. He's been really fucking awesome. He is the epitome of what, to me, a real man, you know, embodies. A real man who is mature, who is accountable, and who refrains from making excuses when he knows that he's done something wrong or when he knows that he's dropped the ball. Instead of making excuses, he fucking fixes it and apologizes. That's a real man. Not these fucking whiny little bitches. I'm just really, really tired of seeing men whining and complaining or behaving as if they expect things to be handed to them without having to work for it, or to just do whatever the fuck they feel like and have no accountability whatsoever for their behavior. I think it's total bullshit, and if I see it, I'm gonna fucking call you on it. You know, we live in a world where for a long time men have gotten away with bloody murder, you know, and now we live in a time where people men are being made to answer for the consequences of their actions, and they're whining about it like, oh, it's not fair. It's not fair. Well, I don't think that disrespecting or violating a woman is fair. I mean, you know, and I especially think that men blaming women for how they're treated is really shitty. Let me just be absolutely abundantly clear to you. I understand that there are some really just crappy people in the world. However, and here's where I come from with this. I firmly believe that you're accountable for your behavior, and that if somebody hurts you, that is not a green light to hurt someone else to get revenge or to take your frustration out on all women. Fuck you. Seriously, do better. Because the amount of healing that is needed for men requires them to open themselves up to us, to, you know, whatever group they feel that they have been slighted by. And I do believe in safety, and I do believe in protecting yourself, and I do believe in healing from emotional injuries and abuse. However, I see a lot of men whining about what they're not getting or who's not doing things for them, and oh, life is so hard for them, and taking it out on women and just being really, really fucking shitty. So this is just a heads up to all men, every last fucking one of you, that if you do something shitty, I'm calling you out on the carpet for it. You will not get a pass. I don't care what happened to you. I don't care if you had a bad day. I don't care if your boss was a dick to you. Okay? You do not get to take that out on women. So fuck you. Get over it. Suck it up. The other part of my life hack that I'm doing here, my life hack audio, is specifically for women in general, and especially for sex workers, especially those, even those of us that do phone sex only. There are a lot of risks associated with doing any type of sex work. And there are people in the world that are just simply unhappy, and they are miserable unless you're miserable right along with them. And there are people that will attack you just for existing. They will attack you. They will find something to dislike about you and pick it apart. Here's what you can do about that. The first thing is eliminate people in your life that drain you, that disrespect your time, your energy, your love, your feelings, that disrespect your work. Get rid of them. Delete them. Drop their numbers. Lock your door. You know, tell them to fuck off. You don't even have to tell them to fuck off. Just cut them off. Like, there's a lot of people. Like, just eliminate them. And you can let them know why. You can say, hey, look, I can't talk to you anymore because you do not value me. You do not value my energy. And I need people around me who value me and who respect me. You can say that. And if they want to fight and argue, that's where you end it. You say, okay, well, have a nice day. I gotta go. Number two, the online edition of that. There are, well, let me just say this. Use the block and the mute buttons, okay? They are your friends. There are people that are trolls on the internet that engage and try to get you into arguments, and they feed off of negative energy. Ignore them. I actually had somebody say, well, you know, I had to defend myself. No, you don't. You do not have to defend yourself against trolls. Trolls don't care. They don't care what explanation you have for whatever the fuck it is that they're arguing about. They're not going to listen, and they feed off of that attention. So the best thing to do, because you're wasting your time arguing with them, is just to ignore them. Because trust me, you ignore trolls, eventually when they see that they're not getting the attention that they want, they'll move on to the next person. Ignore them. Block them. Mute them. You know, my trigger finger is super strong. I don't put up with that at all. So that's that. And the last part is about ghosting and just being fucking juvenile, just being fucking childish. I see it happen a lot online where, you know, these guys are talking to you and everything's going great, and then all of a sudden, for no reason, they start just stop talking to you, stop replying to you. It's called ghosting. When you cut off communication without warning and for no reason, it is, it's a form of manipulation, it's abusive, and it's shitty. So I'm going to say this, okay? If you have an issue with something or something's bothering you or whatever, have some fucking integrity and tell the person. Say, hey, you pissed me off and here's why. You know, as I wrote in my blog, we live in a world of pansy-ass twat knockers. That's my nice little term for them. Everyone's afraid to say what's on their mind, and everyone's like a fucking taking the coward route and hiding behind computer screens. So I will tell you this, all right? Anything I say on here, I will say to your face. Anything I say on here, I will say on the phone to you. The internet troll thing where they're talking shit and then you see them and they don't have anything to say is not me. I will tell you to your face if I think you're being a dickhead. I really, really will. I will tell you that you're being a fucking asshole. So if I want to fight you in lime jello, I will tell you, hey, let's handle this in the jello pit. Let's go. Take off your clothes. We need to talk. I had to throw that in there. I had to. I couldn't resist. Just a side note, though, especially when dealing with abuse, it is okay to ghost somebody who has abused you. It's okay. It's okay to cut someone off without explanation if they've abused you. Okay, so I don't want you to think if you're reading this, oh my God, you know, you're saying ghosting is bad. It is bad. It is bad. If it's unwarranted, it's really shitty. However, if somebody's abusing you, you have the right to protect yourself and protect your emotions and your well-being and block them and never talk to that person again. So it's okay. Okay, if you're dealing with a situation where you were abused by somebody, you do not have to talk to that person. You do not owe them an explanation, because a lot of abusive, manipulative people, if you talk to them, they'll try to convince you that they didn't do anything wrong and that was all in your head, or they'll gaslight you, or they'll make up excuses like, oh, you imagined that. You were just being dramatic. So yes, it's okay to ghost people that are abusive to you. I just want to say that because I don't want you reading this and freaking out like, well, wait a minute. You just said that, you know, ghosting is bad. So there's that clarification. And for everything else, because I know I ramble, if the above, if you read at enchantrixtees.com, if you read the blog and it's unclear and you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And you want me to elaborate, I would be happy to do that. Just ring me up. Call me 1-800-601-6975. Ask for Mistress Brighton or just ask for Brighton. I love hearing your feedback and I will listen to you. That's the other part that I put in my blog is that as long as you're respectful, I will listen to you. When I stop listening is when people are rude and toxic and disrespectful and disregard your feelings. That's when I stop listening. So just know that. Just be respectful. And maybe I'll reward you with a good scene and a kick in the nuts if that's something that you get off on. Talk soon.